Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday edition of The Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm not doing the Facebook Live, so, you know, I got the links up. It's amazing. We know all you have to do is click on a link, because I've had people ask me, well, how do I listen? Because, like, the video comes up on blog, on my Facebook, but, you know, so I'm just doing the blog talk right now. But thank you so much for tuning in. Holy cow. Even the Democrat, even people on the left and the right called the DNC last night a dumpster fire. Can't even watch it, so bad. But I didn't know Gore was still alive, man. That guy looked worse for wear. But, you know, they're all trying to shove this postal narrative that Trump is pushing this like he's getting rid of the post office for good. So thank God I live in a state in Indiana where COVID-19 is not a reason for you to demand that we have mail-in ballots. You know, if you're serving your country or you're doing something, yeah, I gotcha. That makes sense. But if you're not serving your country, something's got to give. You know, that the virus is no excuse, because they know that people are cram-packed at Walmart. But the problem, you guys, is you got a lot of these universities that are like, people are suing, like, I can't believe they're forcing us to open and all this stuff. It's just going to be one mad. Because I think now that, like, North Carolina and stuff and a couple universities are not having the online school, they're just going to try to force it. San Juan Mayor Cameron Dolan Cruz of the, what was it? She's like the Progressive Democratic Party or some weird group. She was routinely criticizing Trump and his administration over their response to the Hurricane Marina in 2017. She lost her primary bid to be the governor of Puerto Rico over the weekend. Oh. Bummer. Yeah, it's amazing how many people that are bashing on Trump are getting beat. I mean, like that governor last night, there was a political ad that came out from, what was her name? I'm going to look her up. Kimberly Clackett. She's running for Congress, and she's a Republican, and she's black, and she's like, this is 53 years of Democrat policies. This is Baltimore. I want to get into what she said, all kinds of facts check stuff, much more mailbox things, all kinds of stuff. So thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Remember, 1 John 1-7. But if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. And we need to come to, you need to defund the media. You get rid of the media, 90% of these problems would just vanish. And that's the problem we deal with. I mean, it's just, they're trying to, there are people that are already so freaked out that with this virus, there's so much misinformation. And now you're going to sit there and try to pretend like Donald Trump's going to take away every mailbox and he's going to eliminate the post office. You're never going to be able to mail a bill again. You eliminate the state-run media, you eliminate 90% of the problems in this country. Gore, President Al Gore, Vice President Al Gore. The man that had the plan that was going to eliminate the deficit. it was so good that Obama was president. Why didn't he hand it to Obama? Here, this has been proven to eliminate the deficit. You're a Democrat. Go ahead. I don't ever remember that deficit, the plan that was going to eliminate the deficit. I don't remember him offering that to any politician. Why don't they offer it to Congress and say, hey, let's implement this? That was just one of those, hey, I'm going to get elected. See, but if it didn't eliminate the deficit, if he became president, it wouldn't have mattered. But when Bush was president, when he said no new taxes and there were taxes, but Trump is putting his knee on the neck of American democracy by tampering with the Postal Service. Yes, that's right. The Postal Service is going to be, there's not going to be a Postal Service. This is what it is. They're trying to get this country so paranoid, freaking scared. That's all they're trying to do. This is not a Republican or Democrat issue. They're just trying to scare you. Fear-monger you. And it's sick. Just look at that Democrat who's running for Congress, Kimberly Clackett. Just look at Baltimore. That's 53 years of Democratic policies. That's what America would look like if Democrats had this country permanently. I want my wife and my niece and me and my family to be able to go to the store and be able to, we'll get toilet paper. We'll get, it's not like, okay, here's your coupon. I don't need toothpaste, okay? That's all I got. I've been around so many people that came and escaped what the Democrats want to shove down our throats. You don't have people lining up in droves to come here to this country because it's bad. That's the problem. I mean, there's this huge, Democrats are getting their panties in a wad because there's this huge, huge debate right now because, supposedly Kamala Harris's parents were never legal citizens when they gave birth to Kamala Harris. And is she legal? It's hard to do that research because it's all, she's legal, all this stuff, if she's gone through the process to become a U.S. citizen, then yes, but if she didn't do anything, is she legal? Because the problem we've had in this country is you've had tens of thousands of people that come here within 1 to 2 days of being pregnant, of giving birth. They know they're giving birth, like their due date's on the 1st, or the 2nd or 3rd, and they come around the 1st or 2nd so that they're guaranteed, and they're staying for 2 weeks on vacation, so they're guaranteed to give birth while they're here so that they can, since my kid's now a U.S. citizen, you have to make me a U.S. citizen because, he can't go back. If you're born 90% of the time, 99% of the time, if you're born here, you're a dual citizen, which means we have no obligation to keep you here. If the kid wants to stay here, it's a baby. It could, but the parent couldn't because it's not a citizen. They'll have to go through stuff to become a U.S. citizen. But because we've had so many people that would, when you've had tens of thousands of people come here just to try to gain citizenship that way, they've cut the loophole and, you're a dual, you're technically not a citizen now just because you're born here in America. You got to go back. And, of course, there's people that's heartless. No one is, I can't believe, why are people in Mexico trying to make it better? Why aren't people trying to make their own countries better? That's a question I ask myself. Why don't they want to make Mexico better? Not that I have no problem with Mexicans, but we don't have the resources to have tens of thousands of people coming here every month just so that they can give birth to a baby so that they can try to force the government into giving them citizenship. No. There's a door called a wall so you can come into this country legally. If you want to come legally, We want legal immigrants doing it the right way. It's kind of like that one CEO that was, well, I'm going to give my employees like $80 an hour or whatever, and then turned some ridiculous amount, and then found out that he, after like a year and a half or whatever, he couldn't even come close to the claims he said he was going to do. And it's kind of like I was at the store today, and they have these Nature Valley proteins. It's like a chocolate peanut butter and a sweet and salty with peanuts and almonds and stuff and peanut butter. And the sweet and salty actually had less salt than the one that was the other one. The sweet and salty one is supposed to have, like, you would think more salt because it's sweet and salty. It had 6% sodium. The other one had 7%. It's the world we live in. I mean, the anti-Trump governor / mayor loses bid for governor. San Juan mayor loses bid for governor. Thank God. San Juan mayor Cameron Yarlin Cruz, who rose to power in the national spotlight after routinely criticizing Trump and his administration over the response of the hurricane in 2017, has lost her primary bid in Puerto Rico over the weekend as the popular Democratic Party's nomination. See, it's one of those, they bash. If that was Hillary Clinton that did that, they wouldn't bash her. The response could have been exactly the same, and they would, because it's not about what they do. That's the thing that gets me. That's one thing you have to do, as like when I've seen these people that, hey, I didn't want Trump, but when I did my due diligence after he's president, I have to support him. In terms of, I don't have to support him, but I want to make sure I know how he's screwing me. And the more you watch, and the more you get into, the more you realize, wow, I actually think this is a good thing. And then when they confide in someone, they basically come to the end result that no matter what Trump did or said, they would hate him. They would bash him. They would treat him like crap. It wouldn't matter if they gave him $1,000, they'd bitch, because it's Trump. They couldn't say anything good about him. I mean, like last night, Michelle was talking about how, oh yeah, interesting it is, about how, like, her and Barack Obama put the kids in cages. It wasn't the other way around. But Obama and Biden removed 14,000 mailboxes. It's like, I would love to see how many of these people, I mean, they had Democrats marching, not social distancing, but, and they were marching to protest the mail-in vote, that we need to vote by mail. We shouldn't be allowed to vote. No, you should have it both ways. If you're stupid enough to vote, if you have another reason for not being able to come in to vote, then all by all means do it. But it's just, I think it's hilarious when they get these people, like when they go to these inner cities, and I mean, can like homeless people or black people not get IDs to vote? Oh, I got an ID. Just because I live on the street doesn't mean I'm not a human being. Just because I'm black, oh, I got an ID. Oh, well, they get these white people to think that because you're not a human, like a black person can't have an ID to prove he is who he is when he votes. There's a group in New York that actually helps homeless people out and gets them out to vote and gets them to like, you know, hey, you want a place to stay for tonight? We got a flop house. I'll pay for it. You know, and everyone is a human being in this country, and we need to get back to that and come together and not be divisional. You know, but they have these kids brainwashed to think that, oh, black people don't have IDs. That's why they don't, that's why it's racist to make people have an ID to vote. No. White people have IDs, black people, even homeless people have IDs, most of them. The ones that don't are the ones that think they're a sovereign citizen. I don't have to have an ID. I don't have to prove who I am. I don't have to do this. But it's just one of those things. But Obama was the one that put kids in the cages. Some of the photos they actually used were from the Obama administration's era. See, this whole divide started. Well, I wasn't there when that Baltimore shooting happened and what went down. But, you know, the police acted stupid. How can you say that the police acted stupidly and they were stupid when you weren't there? You don't know what happened. Supposedly, a guy was trying to get into a house that he owned that was his. And people thought he was breaking in. And supposedly, they got him for disorderly conduct. He was showed his ID. There's no video of it. We have no idea. It's one person's word versus the other. And that's when President Obama pushed race in this country. Well, I don't know how much race had a factor to do with it, but the police acted stupidly. Wow. That's when I knew that there wasn't going to be a cheerleader with Barack Obama. He wasn't going to bring it. Well, I mean, look at these prominent black people like Oprah. They don't try to, hey, look at me. I had nothing. And look at what I became. One of the wealthiest women in the world. No, she's like, well, yeah, if you can't accomplish anything, it's probably because, you know, see, white people get things given to them, just handed to them because they're white. You know, you have to earn something. There is no privilege. If you want something, you have to go for it. I'll admit I'm a dreamer. There's things I want to do stuff. I don't know what it is. You know, like, I have so many ideas, like, of, I just don't know where to even begin. But that's just where we live in. You know, you got to do your due diligence, and so dang hard when 99% of everything on the internet is controlled by Google. I mean, when you just go to look up, can this happen, can that happen, it'll bring up, well, can President Trump actually do this? Is his lawsuit really legal? And it just pushes a narrative. It's not like, okay, it's hard to find actual, okay, can the Supreme Court do this? Can this happen? And I want an answer in general. I don't want, well, can President Trump actually suspend the election? I don't want to know if he can. I want to know, can a president in general, is there any, what would it take for an election to be postponed? Because there has to be a reason for it. There would have to be, if we were getting bombed by China on election day, would they suspend the election then? I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to find out, facts checking, can Trump do this? I want to know what the legal law says. And most of those are just so, they're 100%, well, Trump can't do it and he can't do that. What would it take? And no matter what you search, like, what would it take for an election to be postponed? It just brings up all the same BS articles. Trump cannot suspend an election, no matter what anyone tells you. I was told that Barack Obama, any president, could under martial law if it got that bad, which we're far from that, but we're far from the America I grew up in. In 60 years, when I'm gone, I want my kids, the kids in America, to know we didn't give up. I mean, there are 60 1,000 activists circulating a petition to curtail governor's emergency powers because Governor Whitmer she's abusing her powers. Because I remember one time I was talking about how, like, you know, I'm not a fan of executive orders, you know, because it's only a matter of time before someone comes in that just starts pushing all kinds of executive orders I don't agree with. That's why I'm not a big fan of executive orders. And I forget what we were talking about, I didn't like when Obama did it and this and that and something like that. And next thing I know, I'm like, you know, not many people realize Obama is far from the most executive orders. He's like low on the list. Obama didn't do hardly any executive orders in comparison to other presidents. There was one, I want to say it was like Teddy Roosevelt. He was like, it was in the 20s. And he was like thousands. It was ridiculous. But like when you watch that the DNC convention last night, all the misinformation, it's misleading. I'm sure there were people in cages in during Trump's presidency, but it's not Obama was the one that started it. Because okay, if you come, because there are people, like if my wife was Mexican and she came up through the border with kids that weren't hers, they would separate them. They're not, you know, they try to circumvent all kinds of laws and do all kinds of stuff to sneak people up here and child traffic, basically. And it's, oh my gosh, it's horrible. It's sad. And that's what they try to do. And, you know, those kids, they're not hurting. And they'll make like a comment that makes no sense because they have water. They have one. How do they use? Oh, there's no drinking water. Well, then how are they flushing the toilets? Where do they shut off all the water? They make no sense. And when you talk to people who work there, oh, dude, they got Nintendos. They got PlayStations. They got Xboxes. They got television. They're living the good life down there. But when you have someone like Whitmer, that's 60,000 people. That's not conservatives. She has like an 8% approval rating. No one likes her. They can't stand her. I don't see her getting elected. I don't see some of these. I don't know how Democrats in these states, like in Portland and stuff, the majority of the people in my research do not buy what's going on. They don't blame Trump for COVID-19. They don't blame Trump for all these riots. And the Democrats, I think, have tried to do all this stuff so that they can try to, hey, look at how bad the country is. Blame Trump, and people aren't buying it. And that's what's funny, because I think they're trying to make that happen, and it's not happening. And that's the sad thing, as I was talking about last Thursday. They're trying to do all this stuff to make this country fall apart so they can get one man out. And that's not going to happen. I mean, and then they're like, oh, will you accept the result of the election? We accept the result of the election. I'm still, if I was Trump, I'd sit there and I'd be like, I'm still waiting for, Hillary Clinton to accept the results of this past election. She really, in my opinion, hasn't conceded, and that's my opinion. She still hasn't accepted the results. The night when Trump won, when Trump's sitting there accepting the nomination that, yes, I won the presidency, well, folks, it was a good fight. Go home, get some sleep. We'll start fresh tomorrow. They're telling the Democrat Hillary Clinton's headquarters. Go home. We'll start fresh in the morning. This election ain't over yet. We're still going to win it. And Trump's like, yep, Trump won the presidency. Yep, he's going to accept the nomination. And he came out with his wife and kids. But I've heard one of my sources told me that they had to sedate her because she was getting violent. And that's sad. But you have, like, teachers that are, like, staging sick outs and, like, okay, you know, forcing. Teachers just don't want to work is what it is. Oh, I got my will written out. And then you get these people that are trying to get public and like, well, my husband believed Trump 100% and he didn't do anything and now he's dead. The blood's on his hands. Okay, first of all, where has any, including myself included, where have we ever said the virus is fake? The virus is real. The pandemic is fake. People are dying from this disease, this COVID-19, but way more people died from the seasonal flu. Way more people, 20 times more, died from H1N1, the swine flu. And I let a lady have it one, the other day. Probably wasn't the most Christian thing, but I'm like, you know, show me where we're saying that, remember, Trump was the one that was being called a xenophobe. And, okay, we need the lockdown. We need the ban, because they were saying, like, how dare Trump ban travel from China? How dare he ban travel from these essential countries? You know, look at Australia. Okay, in Italy and Spain and China, we're banning travel because you're having major problems. That stuff doesn't come here. They were called racist and xenophobic too, just like they called Trump. How dare? You need to be going to Chinese markets and kissing Chinese people and hugging them and going to Chinese buffets. I'm sorry, that's what you need to be doing. You should not be being racist and banning travel from China. Now, when he did that, they're saying at that exact moment he should have done more. He should have. Because you have one president that hasn't deviated what he believes. You got another group of people that have that change their stance every 5 minutes. And that's the problem. That's what I've talked about for a long time on this, you know, the double standards that never go away. And I have a guy that listens that called in from New York many times, and he's just like, you know, have them talk to me. I'll give you my number. They can talk to me if they think they want what the Democrats are doing, if they think it's so great. If what the Democrats want is so great, why did I risk my life and everything to come to this country for a better life? In this country, look at Mike Lindell. He was a crack addict. Now he's a CEO. He's a success story. Like Ronald Davis from Chicago. People will give him crap all the time. He goes, it's kind of humiliating when you're out here shaking the cup. And people call you, he goes, I'm not a bum, I'm a human being. And that's what I hate when people treat people, when people disrespect someone. Until you walked a mile in their shoes, you don't know where they've been, you don't know what they've done. How can you say socialism's great if you've never lived it? How can you say we will have communism in America? Unless if you've lived it, then that means you escaped to get here, because more than likely you're not legally allowed to leave the country, and you probably would not be supporting it unless you're a government minder, someone that is a part of the higher up government regime. There probably is people watching you to make sure that you don't escape, but even if you did escape from them, any one of your family members that is there will be shot and killed. I was reading an article my mom was telling me about in North Korea, where they have a shortage of meat in North Korea, so they're commandeering every animal you have, because in North Korea they own everything. They know exactly what you own and everything. And if you have a dog, they know you have a dog. You have a cat, they know you have a cat, and they're killing them all to provide meat, because there's such a shortage of meat in that country. Because you have a dictator that runs everything. He lives by a Juche ideology, where that means that I am Kim Jong-un. My father created everything. This earth, thank my father. The trees, thank my father. The sun coming up, that's because of my father. You have coffee to drink, my father invented it. The hamburger, my father invented. Anything you have, it's the dear leader is 100% responsible for everything. And it's just sick. But that's what these people want in this country. Everything's, well, don't worry, Hillary Clinton, everything's gonna be free. Someone's got to pay for something. I mean, a cell phone can be free from a carrier, but then you have to have a plan for like 3 years. That way they get you your money. They get money from you that way. They may give you the phone for free, but then they make money off you through a cell phone plan for 3 years. Because I remember one of my friends one time, like, man, they got free phones. Yeah, you got to get a plan. It's not like you can just walk in there, yeah, where's your free phone? I just want it and walk out. No, you have to have a plan. But that's where we're at. So it's one of those things. It's just what's going on in this world, and I don't get it. I just don't understand the thinking of these kids. But then the problem you have, and this is the biggest question I get asked, how do we fix this problem when you go around, well, can you believe someone would support a president that said this, and they would have these quotes, and they'd read these quotes? Well, I couldn't support a president like that says something like that. That's just so wrong. And then when they show them the video of Biden saying this or Hillary Clinton saying that, they're like deer in headlights. Like, well, you just said you can't support a candidate that says this stuff. Never in a million years. And now, oh, like, did you just say that because you thought Trump said that? And now that Biden said it, you're like, oh, well, it's okay for him to say it. You know what I mean? Wow, this is pretty cool. I'm going to get into this. This is something that just came across the wire. I can't believe, with all the stuff I know, I didn't know about this one. But there is an Oklahoma boy who was kind of trying to find a family, like a forever family. And thousands of people from across the country have submitted applications to adopt an Oklahoma boy who desperately wants a family. Maybe we need to take kids that are up for adoption like this and put them on social media and get them out there. And, you know, when it costs, if I'm going to spend, when it costs more to adopt a kid than it does to abort a kid, you got a problem. But then there are people that say, well, technically, if you were to get a baby from a mom, unless there's very extenuating circumstances at any time, since she's legally the biological parent, they can come after you and say they want their child back and this and that, unless you know, it's like, hey, she 110% signed, and you have legal document, you know, you have to put all kinds of saying, hey, you know, so unless it's like very extreme circumstances, they can come after and say, but, you know, we need to have more of this. I mean, look at Terrence K. Williams. He went from the foster house to the White House. Anyone can be anything they want to be. You could be homeless today and turn your life around and be something amazing tomorrow. And that's what I try to uplift people. And that's what this country needs more than ever. Not this, well, you know, because a black person can't go anywhere or do anything because they just can't, because white people have privilege that blacks don't have. No, Oprah, you need to be, hey, look at what I accomplished. You can do the same thing if you want to and put your heart to it. Michael Jordan made what he made because he got up at 6 a.m. We got up at like 3 a.m., got to the gym by 5 a.m., and practiced every single solitary day to make it to be where he is today. I mean, to fund the state-run media, 80% of these problems will go out the door. And that's I say that over and over again because America is paranoid as it is. And now you're going to make me more paranoid by this pandemic of the, oh, now I know Trump is going to, there's not going to be a post office. So not only are you not going to be able to get mail, you're not going to be able to get the police. See, people aren't buying any of this. The majority of Americans are not buying these riots is Trump's fault. The divide is Trump's fault. If we were buying it, you wouldn't have to keep pushing it into the media over and over and over again. They're trying to get these little kids indoctrinated. I mean, because I've had people, you know, that like, wow. Because I was talking a little bit about this earlier. I had, like, can you believe this crap they're trying? Because there's a small percentage of people that say, is Kamala Harris even legal? I told someone, I said, this is not me saying this. This is not me saying this. This is people from Africa saying that Barack Hussein Obama was born in Kenya, Africa. This is not me saying this. And that's what people don't realize. Just because there's a couple people, and the reason why they, and it's a legitimate question, since their parents were not legal, see, but I think when she was born here, there were things where you could, like, because there was a time when all you had to do is be born here and you're a legal citizen, period. Well, actually, you technically were a dual citizen. So you didn't have to stay here. And then that's a big thing. Because that's what, you know, and I don't know why they're trying to push this narrative. I mean, Kamala Harris is a waste of space to begin with. She's a dumpster fire to begin with. Holy cow. I believe Biden's accusers 100%. I believe him. Biden's a divider. He's a racist, basically. She basically, now she's like, there was a debate. You know, there was, and she laughs like a freaking donkey. Because now she has to joke about it because, you know, I mean, now that she's the vice president nominee, she has to back a guy who, she was probably the most vehement opponent of Biden. She was probably the one that was the most, that dude is a dang racist. He's a divider. I believe his supporters that say that he did inappropriate stuff to him, just watch the videos. Oh, well, if it's between Trump or her, if it's between Trump or Biden, I have to choose Biden. I know Biden did all this inappropriate stuff. He probably went to Epstein's Island. He's probably molested hundreds of thousands of little girls. But you know what? I have to choose Biden. Sorry. But if it was Trump, oh, how dare that? How can he, you know, they accept Biden. They know he did it, but they're accepting him of it. You take Biden, and that's how it is. It's a Trump issue. It doesn't matter what he says or does. Biden could molest. They could have video of him raping little girls, and they'd be like, well, if it's between Biden or Trump, I'm taking Trump. No, I'm taking Biden. You kidding me? I know there's video of him. He molested all kinds of little girls. I know there's like hundreds of them, but who cares? That's the problem. That's the problem. I'm a believer, so you know. But there are people out there that they will believe in Jesus Christ on blind faith. But when it comes to Bigfoot, well, show me proof. Show me. I want to actually see 100% deniable. Show me DNA. Show me something. Prove to me. I need to see physical proof that, but, well, wait a minute. Why don't you need, and I believe in Jesus Christ. I'm not putting down Christians, but there are people that are like, okay, show me a UFO. Show me an alien. Prove to me. I want to see it. Okay, then, and this is just jokingly. I'm like, okay, well then, where's Jesus? Show me him. Have him come here. Let me meet Jesus. It's kind of a, and I'm being realistic here, because for you to believe in a UFO or to believe in Bigfoot, you actually have to see it personally, firsthand. But when it comes to Jesus, you don't have to. If you're like me, that know Jesus exists and know he's real, there you go. I don't need proof. I know Jesus exists. I've seen him at work. But it's one of those things. We've seen what the Democrats have done to this country. Democrats, what is it? Oh, yeah. Democrats are the ones that want to destroy America. No, I thought Trump was going to destroy America. No, it's actually Democrats. So, you know, and that's the thing. And I want to get into this really quickly. This is bringing me to tears. Cannon, justice for Cannon, that kid that was shot in the head. They had a goal of $5,000 for funeral expenses. They are up to, including my donation and my wife's. She's included when I donated. My wife donated too. $792,581. That's God. God's getting glory there for that one. That's God's. That's just amazing. 22,700 donated already. 401,000 shares. Wow. And I'm sure it's way more than that. I'm sure it's way more than that. And they were going to take it down, but they had so many people insisting, leave it up. We want to donate. Leave this thing up. I bet you if you leave this thing up for another 3 weeks, you'll probably get a million. We want justice. And then there are idiots that are posting pictures that, well, here's this black guy that was killed by this cop, and where's the justice? You know, there are people pushing that, like, sorry, but Trayvon Martin did not have his hands up. He was attacking. No, not one piece of forensic evidence did he have his hands up. But that's, you know, we got to get past this narrative. I'm tired of the media editing video footage. No. You want to edit video footage? I hate, just watch live PD and how many people on there, when the cop tells them 15 times why he's pulling them over, why he's being arrested, and get down. This, I told you, this is a 35 mile an hour speed zone. You were going 70. This is why I pulled you over. This is why I pulled you over. This is why you're under arrest. Get down. And after the 50th time I told them to get down, then they got to tase the dude. Then some drunk white lady, we need my helmet. My helmet. Well, maybe if he would have followed orders. See, a cop can put you under arrest, but he can also detain you. You're not under arrest. It's just so that you don't try to attack him or try to take off and run. Got about 13 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Leafy has a, I want to get into this really quickly. Leafy has a huge bud tender app now that, like, it's a really good thing. Because that way, if you can put in like things, and it helps people, it helps you. Okay, what do you want out of your cannabis? What are you looking to get? Okay, I got a function. Okay, well, let's start with maybe a Durban poison. I'd probably do, for the average person, I would try a sativa, but that's not a guarantee, because just because indica means indicaus doesn't mean sativa is automatically going to be. I mean, some people can take I can take some indicas and they help me function. It just depends. Some indicas can help me function where, you know, when the old additive is indica means in the couch, where, you know, so this bud tender app can have, if you have medical issues, you can figure out what strain is best for you and what would you like based on what you got. And that way, and I always tell people, get like enough to fill a cone or enough to roll a joint or fill a bowl of like five different, okay, I want like all, and see what works for you. And say, okay, I liked this, but didn't care for that. So, and then you can narrow down what you like and what you don't like. But it's just an amazing app, and I think it's going to go far, because with all these new strains keep coming out now, I mean, I think it's going to be one of those you could probably smoke a different strain every day and not even damp what. So, but it's pretty cool, though. I think it's going to revolutionize cannabis, you know. Justice for Canon, though. I think it's awesome that what God's doing, and, you know. We need to keep his memory alive, you know, and all the kids alive. I mean, just because, you know, and I wish, that's the big issue we have a problem with right now, is, okay, we got justice for Canon, and that's why people don't take people seriously, because you take, like, justice for Canon, it's a great thing. We need to be like that with everybody. I'm sorry. You know, we can't take Black Lives Matter seriously if they don't care about all Black lives. But that's not what they were designed to do, so. But, like, if we put people front and center on social media, hey, I want to have a family. I want to have, you know, there you go. We'll adopt. I mean, you'd probably have way more people adopt. You know, but it's just one of those things. I mean, Michelle Obama is mocked because, like, that pre-taping, her thing last night was pre-taped. And people don't take things, I mean, not that we take the Democrats seriously, but, I mean, maybe if we put some positive things, like, hey, this kid's looking for a family, and put it on social media, there are many people that would die to be able to raise a kid. Me and my wife can't have kids. But when you look, okay, we need how much money to adopt? Okay, we can't even begin to afford to have the money it would cost to adopt. You know, and that's the problem. But it's just funny. I mean, like, I think it was kind of, what I'd love to know is how many takes it took for Michelle to do that. You know, she did one take where I was like, okay, no, if you need to, because, I mean, the one thing I will say about Barack Obama reminded me of a con artist. you know, the guy, like, okay, like everything sounds good, like he's a smooth talker, but in the end, you're like, wait a minute here, like next thing you know, you're out. What happened? Wait a minute here, the guy told me all I had to do is get him $500 in the legal fees, and then that would release that $2.8 million this lady was going to give me. If you think someone's going to give you $2.8 million and all you have to do is pay the $500 in legal fees, I just got that vibe like she's that car salesman that's ripping you off, but she's trying to, oh, look, I'm so nice. And I just got this fake about it. And that's the problem. The majority of Americans aren't buying this stuff anymore. They're not buying that these riots are not Trump's fault. Sorry. The pandemic is not Trump's fault. The majority of Americans realize, except for a small percentage, that the Democrats were like, oh, there's nothing wrong. This virus is fine. It's great. Don't worry. Go to Asian market. Go kiss and hug. It's fine. When now they're like, why didn't he do more? He should have done more. You know, people aren't buying these. People are like leaving Hollywood and the celebrities like crazy. They're leaving these people like crazy. So like, okay, we're done with this. Okay, we know you hate Trump. I want to hear you sing. You're a singer. And that's the problem. They don't know what to do because they don't have a plan. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel part of it. The Dems don't have a plan. They don't. Okay. Bashing Trump is not working. What do we do now? We're lost, Captain. Well, maybe you got to stand up and do something. Get off your butt and make something happen. I mean, I kind of feel like this. You know, like with the Manchester United, I don't think we're going to get one transfer. This sounds like, you know, like Jadon Sancho wants to come to Manchester United. Why aren't they getting the deal done? I'll be surprised if we get one deal this summer. Everyone else is already doing deals. Why aren't we doing deals? I sometimes wonder if that's why Ollie keeps some of these old deadwood, because guess what, folks? Yep, they're not going to spend one dime this summer. And that's what scares me, because I don't see us getting a signing this summer. I pray to God I'm wrong, but I mean, it was Manchester United agreed to the fees and this and that. You know, if we can't do a 70-30-20 for Jadon Sancho, then I guess we're not going to. If you're not willing to fork out $70 million for Jadon Sancho, then I don't see us getting any players this summer. It's just sad. Because to me, there's not much going on. I just don't, I mean, with regards to Manchester United, that's why I'm not talking much about them, because it's just getting to be pointless. I'll be surprised if we get any signings. It really is. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You know, it's nice to see, at least in my country, people waking up. You know, but excuse me, I just laugh this whole, I mean, and that's what you have to do with this. I mean, it's like you have all these like celebrity Democrats that are like, I'm a cheerleader, cause nah, you need to get a brain. We're all human beings. If there's something you disagree with, don't disagree with it because it's a policy. Disagree with it to where it wouldn't matter who said it or did it. If you disagree with it, then disagree with it. Don't sit there and be like, because I'm tired of so many people just pushing a narrative of, well, it doesn't matter who says it. No, it's if Hillary Clinton said it, you would have no problem with it, but since Trump said it, oh gosh, that can't be. And there's a lady that the only pre-existing condition he had was trusting Trump, and now he's dead because of coronavirus. Okay, show me where Donald J. Trump said that the virus is fake, that you don't ever need to wear a mask, you don't have to go out. Well, if she trusted in Trump, did she get hydroxychloroquine? Did he get that, and was it given in the proper dosage? Because a woman loses a father who died of coronavirus, who's only pre-existing, and she's blaming Trump for everything. Because, of course, she's a Democrat, but she's blaming Trump for everything. Where, if you can prove to me where Trump said the virus is fake, nothing's real, don't do anything, don't wear a mask, no. It's amazing how many people don't have a problem with going in and out. You know, when more people are dying of the seasonal flu, no one cared. But now that, just sad, now that, you know, anything to try to blame Trump, when every claim she had, I know I can die from the virus, anyone can. But I can die from the seasonal flu too, and I wasn't panicking about that. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation, I hope you feel a part of, and remember, folks, with a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night all, God bless, and goodbye.